This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Joe Biden has dropped out of the 2024 U.S. presidential race. He just released a statement with, quote, "I know none of this could have been done without you, the American people. Together, we overcame a once-in-a-century pandemic and worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president, and while it has been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term. I will speak to the nation later this week in more detail about my decision. For now, let me express my deepest gratitude to all those who have worked so hard to see me reelected. I want to thank Vice President Kamala Harris for being an extraordinary partner in all this work, and let me express my heartfelt appreciation to the American people for the faith and trust you have placed in me. I believe today what I always have, that there is nothing America can't do when we do it together. We just have to remember we are the United States of America." No further information is currently available, but Joe Biden has dropped out of the U.S. presidential race against Republican Donald Trump. Israel and Yemen's Houthi rebels have been trading fire the past 24 hours. Reuters' Angela Johnson reports.
The movement's main television outlet said oil facilities and a power station at the port were targeted and that there were fatalities, as well as scores of people wounded. Israel's military said its F-15 fighter jets hit Houthi military targets and said these images show a jet taking off for the operation.